Blog Talk Radio.
Lift those hands all over the building. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Everything that God says I am. This is how it goes.
wonderful day it is to be alive. Amen. What a wonderful day it is to be blessed in the Lord. What a wonderful day it is to love on somebody. I don't know about you, but I am just so grateful to the Lord for this opportunity to serve his people, the opportunity to give him the praise, and the opportunity to tell somebody that Jesus is Lord. Well, good morning to you. It is a blessing to be here. It is Sunday, December 13th. I am Pastor D. Welcome to the Fuse Memorial and the Jubilee Affair Worship Experience. I thank God for you. It is a blessing to be alive. Amen. Well, we're not going to hold up. We're going to get things started. Amen. The good brother Tony Spencer, amen. Will you please bless us with a song, sir?
Yes, sir, Pastor. God bless everyone this morning.
Bless you, bless you.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exultation. Sing, all ye bright hosts of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory give. Word of thy Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Amen. Let us affirm our faith in the Apostles' Creed. What do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. As we go to the throne, let us bow our heads. Father God, my Lord, my King, we thank you. Father God, we thank you because you've been so good unto us. We ask right now, Father God, that you would bless us. Bless, Father God, your people on this Sunday morning. Father God, let your spirit fall fresh upon us. Touch us, Father God, and anoint us in a mighty way. We ask right now, Father God, that you will allow your spirit, Father, to sit on the first pews of our hearts, Father. As we give you all honor and praise, Father God, we glorify your name because it's worthy to be praised. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, Father, and we love you. In Jesus' name that we pray, amen, amen, and amen. The scripture will come out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 52, beginning with verse 7, and it reads, "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, 'Your God reigns.' Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, your ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem." May God continue to bless the reading of his holy word. Amen. We are having some technical difficulties right now. Amen. So I will ask Miss Rachel Fuse, would you please join us in the lighting of our virtual Advent candle?
The third Sunday of Advent is joy. Today, we relight the first two candles of the Advent wreath, the candle of hope and the candle of peace. Now we light the third candle of Advent. This is the candle of joy. As the coming of Jesus, our Savior, draws nearer, our joy builds with our anticipation of his birth. From the book of Isaiah, we read the words of our Lord. "But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating, for I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight." Isaiah chapter 65, verse 18. From the New Testament, the words of Paul to the people of the church at Galatia. "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit." Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 25. Let us pray. We joyfully praise you, O Lord, for the fulfillment of your promise of a Savior and what that means in our lives. Thank you for the gift of salvation through the birth of your Son, Jesus. Create us anew as we wait and help us to see your glory as you fill our lives with your living spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. At this time, amen, as we are celebrating our Founders Day, amen, 150 years of CME, amen, we thank God for this day. Amen. I would ask that Miss Annie Plump, she is the director of our Christian education, will come with a brief history of the CME Church.
To Reverend Townsend and his wife, Mrs. Townsend, to ministerial staff, and to the radio station, the great radio station, I come to you this morning with praises for the CME Church. Good morning. My name is Annie G. Plump. I'm a lifetime member of Fuse Memorial CME Church. It is my pleasure and honor to greet you today on Founders Day, the 150th anniversary of the CME Church. What a blessing. We have come this far by faith. The CME Church was founded and organized on December 16, 1870, in Jackson, Tennessee, by 41 former slave members of the Methodist Episcopal Church South. The General Conference believed that the colored people, now that they are free, would desire a separate church organization for themselves. Therefore, the General Conference authorized the bishops of the church to organize their colored members into their own separate jurisdiction. Between 1866 and 1870, the bishops carried out the orders of the General Conference. In May 1870, they reported all necessary and legal steps have been taken to organize a separate church to the following winter, that following winter. So those 41 slave members who had gathered in Jackson in 1870 were duly elected and properly authorized to organize their own separate and independent colored Methodist Episcopal Church, changed to Christian Methodist in 1954. They elected William Henry Miles and Richard H. Vanderhoof, their first bishops. The CME Church is now organized into 11 Episcopal districts, 9 in the continental United States and 2 in the continent of Africa. We have 12 bishops, including one female bishop, Bishop Teresa Snorton, and one senior bishop, Bishop Lawrence Reddick III. The CME Church has 5 colleges as well as all as schools in Jamaica and Africa. Thanks be to God. We in the Detroit district are honored to have Bishop Sylvester Williams as our presiding prelate and Reverend Dr. Philip D. Washington as our presiding elder. Our home church is Fuse Memorial CME Church. We are proud of our leader, of our flock, Reverend Dante Thompson. The mission of the Christian Methodist Episcopal Church is to be disciples of Jesus the Christ by serving individual communities and the world as a representative, loving presence of God and as witnesses to God's salvation and grace. Our vision of the Christian Methodist Church is to be transforming Church of Jesus the Christ within the changing world. Happy birthday to the CME Church. God bless you always. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ms. Plum. Thank you, Ms. Fuse. You have truly been a blessing to this broadcast. Amen. Thank you. Happy birthday to the CME Church. Somebody want to give God some praise for that? Amen.
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 Amen. All right.
Amen.
Yes, amen. All right. God is good. God is truly, truly good. Amen. Our ancestors fought so that we could have a church to be able to worship the Lord. That says a whole lot. Amen. That we ought to do our absolute best. If they fought for us, we have to fight for the next generation for this church to stay alive. And it starts now. It starts now. Amen. Brother Tony is going to come with a song, but I want to, before he comes with that song, I want to say congratulations to my entire ministerial staff. Reverend Patricia Johnson, she is an ordained preacher in the Christian Methodist Episcopal Church. Minister Rosalind Thomas is a licensed preacher in the Christian Methodist Episcopal Church. Minister Tremaine Townsend is also a licensed minister in the Christian Methodist Episcopal Church. Minister Rosalind and Minister Tremaine were both renewed this past week to continue to carry on their license throughout this year. And I expect great things out of all of them. I would like to also acknowledge that formerly Exhorter Lisa Green and Exhorter Kyle Garrett have both received their license to preach the gospel and are now licensed preachers in the Christian Methodist Episcopal Church. Somebody give God a hand clap of praise for that. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And also, Sister Exhorter Annette McKinney has been renewed as an exhorter in the Christian Methodist Episcopal Church. We have a wonderful ministerial staff. God is truly blessing us. And I look forward to seeing the growth that God has in each of them. May God continue to bless all of you. And on this Sunday morning, we will hear 5 different Advent sermons, 5 sermonettes from these great preachers. After Brother Tony delivers his song, the first voice that you will hear after that song will be that of Minister Kyle Garrett, followed by Minister Lisa Green, Minister Tremaine Townsend, Minister Rosalind Thomas, and finally Reverend Patricia Johnson. God bless you.
God bless all the ministers and the exhorters at this time. I have a song to dedicate to you all this morning. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Oh, yes, I will. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Oh, yes, I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. Oh, yes, I will. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. One more thing I got to say. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right until I die. Oh, yes, I will. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right until I die. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck.
Hallelujah. Praise God Almighty. Praise Jesus. Well, let me just say that I am blessed to be able to stand before you once again, not as an exhorter, but as a licensed minister in the CME Church. And I'm here to, let me clarify, this message that I'm going to give on based around joy, I know that I can express it in spoken word in the best form. And I would love to share with every one of you this poem that I wrote a while ago that was based around Luke chapter 2. And it is based around loosely the Christmas carol, God Bless You, Merry Gentlemen. God Rest You, Merry Gentlemen. So I'm going to use my 5 minutes wisely with this and pray with me as y'all listen. God rest you, merry gentlemen. There is no alarm that you should take. Salvation is at hand. Thank Yahweh for humanity's redemption at a dire stake. When he was born to die, they said he violently caused the earth to quake. When he hung his head, his blood spilled for the sinner's sake. Stay repentant and make the sincere intention to improve the human condition and bring brethren to Christ. What a positive impact it will make. Then Satan will have to face the inevitable doom with fallen folly who followed him in the infernal lake. Thinking about it, it just gives me a backache, but my mistake. Let me take a break from chopping syllables. I'm going to make this sound biblical, not going to sound like Drake. I want to bring good tidings and even increase your faith, even though you haven't seen Christ. You know it's better to be with him than the mindless snakes. Even though when I'm at my worst, he's merciful, so I give him thanks. In this journey, it doesn't really matter if I move up or down the ranks. As long as I abide in him, no weapon will work. So in other words, you're firing blanks. Even if the enemy tries to run me over with army tanks. Covered in Christian cloaking, confident and convinced upon these stages of life that I'm courageously facing. Can I continue to coagulate until the chorus comes to coerce you about his amazing grace that we are embracing? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good and his fruit knows no bounds. Take refuge and let the redeemed praise his name, hands raising. And I'm repeatedly reminded of every reverend who resembles the sovereignty of the risen Savior, even though we keep on aging. May God bless y'all in this Advent season, and may the joy of the Lord be among you all. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. To the ears of his children and the hearts of his children. None of me, Lord Jesus, and all of you. Amen. This season in the Advent means coming, which is a time of renewal and a quiet expectation of the fullness and joy to come. In the Latin, joy is the delight, glee, and mirth. In the Greek, it is chariot, meaning to be glad and meaning to have grace. In Philippians 4 and 1, it says, therefore, my brothers and sisters from whom I love and long for my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in the way, dear friend. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. Say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, in prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. It seems strange that a man in prison would be telling a church to rejoice, but Paul's attitude to us is an important lesson. Our inner attitudes do not have to reflect our outward circumstances. Paul was full of joy because he knew that no matter what happened to him, Jesus Christ was with him. Several times in this letter, Paul urged the Philippians to be joyful, probably because they needed to hear this. It's easy to get discouraged about unpleasant circumstances. It's easy to take unimportant events too seriously. If you haven't been joyful lately, you may not be looking at life from the right perspective. Ultimate joy comes from Christ dwelling in us. Christ is near, and it is his second coming. We will fully realize this ultimate joy. He who lives within us will fulfill his final purposes for us. Joy is one of the nine fruit of the Spirit. It is a choice and assurance that God is in control of the destiny of our lives. Joy is, in a fuller sense and a spiritual meaning, expresses God's goodness, and it involves more. It is a deep-rooted, inspirational happiness. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Jesus, our King, we are his brothers and sisters. We rejoice because God is our dear Father and because the Holy Spirit lives in our hearts. We are happy because Jesus wants to give us his peace and let us share his joy now and in heaven above. Philippians 2:1-4 says, therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in the Spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others, of the Lord, of the coming of the Lord. It means that we are royal priesthood. We are the brothers and sisters of the Lord Jesus, which means we are royalty and we should abide in Jesus and he abide in us. We are one in the Spirit and one in his heart. We will rejoice and be glad always in it eternally to go to be with the Lord. We say, Lord God, we say, Jesus, we say, Holy Spirit. We thank you for this season that we find ourselves in, Lord Jesus, when once again, Lord, we can become joyful in such a time as this. The pandemic is upon us. There are many, Lord Jesus, right now that are feeling depressed, have lost loved ones, Lord Jesus. But we thank you right now, Lord, that even then we can look to you, Father God, and we are allowed to move forward in you. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Thompson, for this opportunity. Thank you, Minister Kyle and Minister Lisa, for setting the tone and passing the torches along. Dear gracious God, we just thank you right now for this day. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity that you have called me to do a work such a time as this. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My message is joy to the world. Today, we celebrate the third week in the Advent as we move towards Christmas. We light candles every week leading up to the day. The first is hope. The second stands for peace. And today, we talk about the third candle, which represents joy. What is joy? Joy is a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. Joy is the feeling I get when my plane lands safely. Joy is the experience that I feel as I get through my work night without being exposed to the COVID-19. Thank you, Father, for that joy. Joy is knowing that a Savior was born to us all. And for that, I will always be joyful. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. That is what this time of Advent represents, the joyful expectation of what is to come in the future. Joyful expectation waiting on the day of our Savior's birth and the time with our families. Joy is the consequence of knowing God is near. At Christmas, he visited his people and promised us that we are never alone. In our midst, he offers the people he loves the fullness of joy for which we were made. When we accept the friendship of God, we experience joy. Oh God, you are to my heart a richer joy than all. Psalms 4:7. Part of the reason why many of us struggle to find joy at Christmas is because we confuse joy with feeling good. In the world of advertising, which peaks at times of Christmas, we are encouraged to feel good all the time and to get whatever it takes to make our lives happier. The truth is that no amount of material things, stimulants, or comforts can compensate for a lack of joy that many experience in the depths of their souls. The source of our joy is not in what we have. It lies in Emmanuel, the name which means God is with us. A second feature of joy in the Bible is that it comes about through God's saving work. God's presence among his people is not static. When his people experience his salvation, joy flows in abundance. We see this with people like Hannah, who exults in Yahweh, "For I rejoice in your deliverance." And with Mary, whose spirit rejoices in God, "My Savior, the Almighty, has done great things for me." We see it is these three great parables of mercy in Luke 15 where the stories of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost prodigal son all in the end are rejoicing that flows from restoration, healing, and forgiveness. What this teaches us is that the joy is produced from God's actions in our lives that always moves us towards harmony and right order, God's communion with each other and with him. The Spirit moves us from slavery to freedom, from darkness to light, from turmoil to harmony. God is always forming us to become more perfect in love. When God's saving action brings us to this, joy is the result. A third feature is that the experience of joy from God's salvation leads to worship, which leads to more joy. "Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy," Psalms 43:4. "Sing for joy to God our strength. Shout joyfully to God of Jacob. They will come to Zion shouting for joy, everlasting joy on their faces." Christian joy cannot be confined to one's private life. As the angels announced on the night of Christ's birth, Christianity is the news of great joy, a joy to be shared by the whole people. The joy of some is the joy of all, and it is found where people gather to pray with hearts filled with gratitude. I could go on and on about joy because I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. Here is an invitation to the order of our lives along the domains of justice, truth, peace, and love. It is the way of the Beatitudes where Jesus teaches us how to be blessed. When we are blessed, joy ensues, which leads to everlasting joy. Sorrow is temporary, but joy will be everlasting. For us, this means that while our lives are incomplete and many of us carry on heavy crosses, the experience of joy is still possible when our suffering is united with Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanking God for one more chance to get it right and be more like him. Good morning, saints. Thanking Pastor Dante for giving me this opportunity to speak to his sheep and Hakeem and Michelle to use this radio station as a source to spread God's word to his people. My prayer: Father, you are the head of my life. Remove me and let your Holy Spirit use me this morning to spread joy to your sheep. Scripture, Nehemiah 8:10, King James Version. Go and enjoy your choice food and sweet drinks and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. My subject is joy, God's great joy. In other words, rejoice in the Lord. Share with those who have nothing. The Lord has forgiven you, so there is no more need to sorrow. They were now encouraged to rejoice because God was rejoicing in them. This was the joy that filled God's heart because of their obedience, which meant both strength and safety to them. If we presently follow their example, we too will experience the joy of the Lord, and it will be our strength. Remember, this is God's joy, which we are privileged to share. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us consider joy, joy of life. As I think about the concept of joy in the Advent season, it seems to me that joy is or about the essence of the abundant living that God has in mind to demonstrate for us when he stepped from his heavenly throne to dwell on earth in the person of Christ to accomplish salvation for humankind. As the angel said, bring you good tidings of great joy, for unto you is born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. There is an implied connection between the two, joy and the presence of the Savior and Lord. When I think of joy, I am also reminded of Nehemiah 8 and 10, which says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. These scriptures impress upon our understanding these additional characteristics of God. Joy. Joy, like love, has its origin in God. God has been teaching me for some time to recognize the difference between happiness and joy. Happiness is based on how we see our circumstances, how much pleasure and satisfaction or comfort and convenience we find in our circumstances. True joy, however, is predicated on confidence in God's goodness, knowing his love for his children, and the expectation that whatever comes from his hand will ultimately be proven to be good. That confident expectation of God's love, goodness, and redemptive power is the definition of our foundation for our joy and also defines our hope, knowing that our future can be better than our past. Thanks to God today, saints, for that joy, unspeakable joy, everlasting joy, 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 God's great joy, 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 down in our soul, sweet, beautiful, soul-saving joy, joy, joy in my soul. Lord, we are so gratefully and joyfully thankful for our Savior in our lives. Salvation is a gift from you for the birth of your Son. Redeem us to the glory as you fill us with your Holy Spirit. Joy, absorb, extend it, and exhaust. God is the joy and the strength of my life. He moves all pain, misery, and strife. I want to go with him when he comes back. I come too far, and I'll never turn back. God is my all in all. Joy to the world. For the Lord has come. Let earth receive a king. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Reverend Townsend, members of Fuse, and guests. I am reading scripture, Luke Chapter 2, 8 to the 10th verse, the Message Bible. Sing the joy of the coming of the Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Luke, a doctor, a Greek and Gentile Christian, he is the only known author in the New Testament. He also wrote Acts, and the two books go together. In King James Version, Luke chapter 19:9-10 says, and Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation. Come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. And for the Son of Man is to come to seek and to save that which is lost. Scripture, Luke chapter 2, 8 to 10. There were shepherd herds camping in the neighborhood. They had set night watches over their sheep. Suddenly, God's angel stood among them, and God's glory ablazed around them. They were terrified. The angel said, don't be afraid. I'm here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody worldwide. A Savior had just been born in David's town, a Savior who is the Messiah and the Master. God's blessing
Thank
on
you.
Mary, the honor of being the mother of the Messiah, but through her son would come the world's only hope. And this is why Mary has been praised by countless generations as the young girl who found favor with God's plan to bring about our salvation. If you soar weight you down and dim your hopes, think of Mary and wait patiently for God to finish working out his plan. Today in this world, we are having hard times and trouble. It shall pass. We must believe that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, because this is what we promised through God's grace. We must believe there are blessings and miracles, but understand that sometimes we have to deal with a little darkness in order to see the light. As in Isaiah 40, chapter 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Isaiah 41, 10 verse says, don't panic. I'm with you. There is no need to fear, for I'm your God. I will give you strength. I will help you. I will hold you steadily, keep a firm grip on you. Count on it. Everyone who has it in for you will end out in the cold. So wait on the Lord. Joy to the world. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's give God some praise for these wonderful preachers. Amen. And the time that they took to prepare this message. I thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. You all have a different walk in ministry. Amen. But praise be to God that he is using you, and he's using you mightily. Amen.
Amen.
And as I open up the door of the church, that door being Jesus, is there somebody here today you find yourself without the joy that only comes from the Lord? You find yourself on the outside looking in when you know that you ought to be on the inside looking out, and you find that everything that you try to do in this world, it never works out. Well, let me tell you why. There's a man named Jesus who can save you from your sins, who can deliver you from the enemy, and who can give you the joy that you need, the joy that you want, and the joy that you desire. If that's you, if you know in your heart that you do not have the joy, if you know that you don't have the joy of the Lord, but you desire to have the joy, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask that you would come into my heart. I believe that you live, that you died, and that you rose again on the third day. Be the Lord of my life. Forgive me and pardon me of all my sins. Strengthen me so that I may be a great soldier in your army. I love you, and I thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If that was you, and you sincerely prayed that prayer within your heart, then salvation now belongs to you. And if you died this very moment, you would go unto heaven. That is the good news of the gospel. I now urge you to find a Bible-based church to bless them with your physical presence, to pray with them in spirit, and to bless them financially with your tithes and offerings, and see what God will do in your life. See what God will do in their lives, and together you will give God the glory and the praise that he so rightfully deserves. God bless you, and happy birthday. Amen. Brother Tony, will you please bless us with the doxology?
Praise God, from whom all blessings.
Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
And may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, may his love and his mercy, but most of all his victory, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And the church together says, amen, amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen. And on behalf of the Fuse Memorial CME Church, we give praise and honor to God for Brother Hakim and Sister Michelle and this HubNet online network, amen. We are HubNet 24/7, amen. I thank God for Brother Hakim. Thank you, sir, for all your hard work. Thank you for all that you do to make us successful.
It is my pleasure, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And on behalf of Reverend Patricia Johnson, on behalf of the Minister Rosalyn Thomas, the Minister Tremaine Townsend, the Minister Lisa Green, the Minister Kyle Garrett, the Exhorter Annette McKinney, and the good brother Tony Spencer, and helping along with us today, Mrs. Rachel Fuse and Mrs. Annie Plump. We are the Jubilee Affair. God bless you. We are signing off.
Lift those hands all over the building. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. I am everything that God says I am. This is how it goes.
Come on.